Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
First Kings
chapter 7. First Kings chapter 7. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, upon four rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above upon the beams, that lay on 55 pillars, 15 in a row. And there were windows in three rows, and light was against light in three ranks. And all the doors and posts were square, with the windows and the light against the light in three ranks. And he made a porch of pillars. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth thereof 30 cubits, and the porch was before them. And the other pillars and the thick beam were before them. Then he made a porch for the throne, with which he might judge, even the porch of judgment. It was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And his house where he dwelt had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. Solomon made also an house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to wife, like unto this porch. All these were costly stones, according to the measure of huge stones, sawed with saws, within and without, even from the foundation unto the copying, and so on the outside toward the great court. And the foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, after the measure of huge stones and cedars. And the great court round about was with three rows of huge stones, and a row of cedar beams, both of the inner court of the house of Yahweh and for the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and fetched a Hiram out of Tyre. And he was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali. And his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work. For he cast two pillars of brass of 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits did compass either of them about. And he made two chapiters of molten brass to set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of one chapiter was 5 cubits, and the height of the other chapiter was 5 cubits. And the nets of the checkered work, and the wreaths of chain work, and the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, 7 of one chapiter and 7 of the other chapiter. And he made pillars and two rows round about upon one work, to cover the chapiters that were upon the top, with pomegranates, and so did he for the other chapiter. And the chapiters that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch, 4 cubits. And the chapiters upon two pillars had pomegranates also above, over against the belly which was by the network. And the pomegranates were 200 in rows round about upon the other chapiter. And he set up pillars in the porch of the temple, and he set up right pillars, and called the name thereof Jachin. And he set up the left pillar, and called the name thereof Boaz. And upon the top of the pillars was lily work. So was the work of the pillars finished. And he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one brim of the other. And it was round all about. And his height was 5 cubits. And a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under the brim of it round about, there were knobs compassing it, 10 in a cubic, compassing the sea round about it. The knobs were cast in two rows, which it was cast. It stood under 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set above them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And it was a hand breadth thick, and the brim thereof was wroth like the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies. It contained 2,000 baths. And he made 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of one base, and 4 cubits the breadth thereof, and 3 cubits the height of it. And the work of the bases was on this manner. They had borders, and borders were between the ledges. And on the borders that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubims. And upon the ledges was a base above. And beneath, the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. And every base had four brazen wheels, and plates of brass, and four corners thereof had undersettings. Under the lever were undersettings molten at the side of every addition. And the mouth of it within the chapiter, and above was a cubic. But the mouth thereof was round about after the work of the base, a cubic and a half. And also upon the mouth of it were graven with their borders, four square, not round. And under the borders were four wheels, and the axle trees of the wheels were joined to the base. And the height of the wheel was one cubic and a half cubic. And the work of the wheels was like the works of a chariot wheel, their axle trees and their naves. And their fellows and their spokes were all molten. And there were four undersetters to the four corners of one base. And the undersetters were of the very base itself. And on the top of the base was there a round compass of a half cubic high. And on the top of the base, the ledges thereof and the borders thereof were the same. For on the plates of the ledges thereof and of the borders thereof, he graved cherubims, lions, and palm trees, according to the portions of everyone, and additions round about. After this manner, he made the 10 basins. All of them had one casting, one measure, and one size. Then made he 10 levers of brass, one lever containing 40 baths, and every lever was 4 cubics, and upon every one of the 10 bases, one lever. And he put 5 bases on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward over against the south. And Ahiram made the levers and the shovels and the basins. So Ahiram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of 2 pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars. 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, even 2 rows of pomegranates for 1 network, to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars. The 10 bases and the 10 levers on the bases, 1 sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins and all these vessels, which Ahiram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh, were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zarthan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceedingly many, neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained unto the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold, and the table of gold, whereupon the showbread was. And the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the censers of pure gold and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most high place, and the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of Yahweh. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold, and the vessels, did he put them upon the treasures of the house of Yahweh.
1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is the 7th month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of Yahweh, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen, that could not be told nor numbered for multitude.
And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh unto his place, unto the oracle of the house, to the most high place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark, and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the end of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark saved in the two tablets of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, which Yahweh made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yahweh, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of Yahweh had filled the house of Yahweh. Then spake Solomon, Yahweh said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, mighty one of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hands fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of Yahweh, mighty one of Israel. And Yahweh said unto David my father, Whereas it was in thy heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thy heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And Yahweh hath performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built an house for the name of Yahweh, mighty one of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, where is in the covenant of Yahweh, which he made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the ark of Yahweh, in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yahweh, mighty one of Israel, there is no mighty one like thee, in heaven above or in earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all thy heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father, that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thy hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Yahweh, mighty one of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father, that thou promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O mighty one of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, what thou spakest unto thy servant David my father. But will mighty one indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Yahweh, my mighty one, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer, with thy servant prayer before thee today, that thy eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, and thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant, and thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thy altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thou people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn against to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou givest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of the people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon their land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be a caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of man, that they may fear thee in all the days that they live in the land which thou hast given their fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger, that is by thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever they shall send them, and shall pray unto Yahweh toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they may carry them away captives into the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee, in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return thee with all thy heart, and with all thy soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto them toward their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear their prayers, and their supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive the people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherewith they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, and that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people, and thy inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thy eyes may be opened into the supplication of thy servant, and into the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For they didst separate themselves among all the people on the earth, to be thy inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest forth our fathers out of Egypt, O Yahweh, mighty one. And it was so, that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer, and supplication unto Yahweh, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his hands, with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be Yahweh that hath given rest unto the people of Israel, according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Yahweh our mighty one be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes and judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And let these words wherewith I have made supplication before Yahweh be nigh unto Yahweh our mighty one, day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant, and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that Yahweh is mighty one, and that there is none else. Let our heart therefore be perfect with Yahweh our mighty one, to walk in his statutes, and to keep his commandments, as at this day. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before Yahweh. And Solomon offered sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered unto Yahweh, 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of Yahweh. The same day did the king hollow the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh, for there he offered burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and fat of peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before Yahweh was too small to receive the burnt offerings, and the meat offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering of Hamath, even unto the river of Egypt, before Yahweh our mighty one, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the 8th day he sent people away, and they blessed the king, and went into their tents joyful and glad of heart, for all the goodness that Yahweh had done for David his servant, and for Israel his people. And they blessed the king, and they went into their tents joyful and glad of heart, for all the goodness that Yahweh had done for David his servant, and for Israel his people. 1 Kings chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desires, which he was pleased to do, that Yahweh appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And Yahweh said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house, which thou hast built, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, There shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other mighty ones and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel should be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house which is high, every one that passeth by, it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and they shall say, Why hath Yahweh done thus unto this land, and to this house? And they shall answer, Because they forsook Yahweh their mighty one, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other mighty ones, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore have Yahweh brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass, at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built 2 houses, the house of Yahweh and the king's house. Now Ahiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, with gold, according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Ahiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Ahiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, What cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Ahiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of Yahweh and his own house, and Milo, the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, Megiddo, and Jezer. For Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Jezer and burnt it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwell in the city, and given it for a present to his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Jezer and Beth-horon, the nether, and Baaloth and Tadmor in the wilderness in the land, and all the cities of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which were not the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bondship unto this day. But the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondsmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and his rulers of chariots and horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Milo. And three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he had built unto Yahweh. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before Yahweh. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came from Ophir, and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon.
1 Kings chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her of all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendants of his ministers, and their pearl, and his cupbearers, and his accent by which he went up into the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words, until I came and my own eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh thy mighty one, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thy king, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Ahiram brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of almug trees pillars for the house of Yahweh, and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for singers. There came no such almug trees, nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. Beside that, he had the merchantmen and the traffic of the spice merchants,
and all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stays on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lines stood beside the stays. And 12 lines stood there on the one side, and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of all in the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which Mighty One had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and garments and armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen. And he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars he made to be as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for an abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria, did they bring them out by their means. 1 Kings chapter 11. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Amorites, Edomites, Zidonians, and the Hittites, of the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their mighty ones. Solomon clave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other mighty ones, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his mighty one, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Amorites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and went not fully after Yahweh, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their mighty ones. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from Yahweh, Mighty One of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. And he commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other mighty ones. But he kept not which Yahweh commanded. Wherefore Yahweh said unto Solomon, for as much as this be done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rent the kingdom from thee, and will give it unto thy servant. Notwithstanding in thy days, I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rent it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rent away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. And Yahweh stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad, the Edomite. He was the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab, the captain of the host, was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom. For 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom. That Hadad fled, he and a certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian, and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt, unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, which gave him an house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tapenes, the queen. And the sister of Tapenes bare him Genubeth, his son, whom Tapenes weaned in Pharaoh's house. And Genubeth was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, Let me depart, that I may go to my own country. Then Pharaoh said unto him, But what hast thou lacked with me, that I behold, thou seekest to go to thy own country? And he answered, Nothing. Howbeit, let me go anywise. A mighty one stirred him up another adversary, Rezon, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered him men unto him, and became captain over a band, when David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus, and dwelt therein, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief of Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel, and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the Ephrathite of Zeradah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Millo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass, at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way. And he had clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, Behold, I will rent the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and Chemosh, the mighty one of the Moabites, and Milcom, the mighty one of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life, for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son I will give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light alway before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thou so desirest, and shall be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, and keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, I will be with thee, and will build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose, and fled into Egypt, into Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead.
1 Kings chapter 12. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came, and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, make thou the grievous service of thy father, and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, Depart, yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father, while yet he lived, and said, How do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, If thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the good men, which they had given him, and counseled with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, What counsel give ye, that we may answer this people, who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shall I speak unto this people that speak unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter upon us. Thus shall I say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lay you with heavy yoke, I will add upon your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, Come again unto me the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from Yahweh, that he might perform his saying, which Yahweh spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inherited in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thy own house, David. So Israel departed into their tents. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get up to his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him into the congregation, and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem,
He assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 84,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of Mighty One came unto Shimei, the son of Mighty One, saying, Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, Ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearken therefore to the word of Yahweh, and return to depart, according to the word of Yahweh. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again into their master, even into Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they shall kill me, and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel, and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, thy mighty ones, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And he set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin for the people who worshipped before one, even unto Dan. And he made a house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel, the 15th day of the eighth month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. And he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. 1 Kings chapter 13. And behold, there came a man of Mighty One out of Judah, by the word of Yahweh unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of Yahweh, and said, O altar, O altar, thus saith Yahweh, Behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee he shall offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is a sign which Yahweh has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of Mighty One, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he cannot pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of Mighty One had given by the word of Yahweh. And the king answered and said unto the man of Mighty One, Entreat now the face of Yahweh thy Mighty One, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of Mighty One besought Yahweh, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of Mighty One, Come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of Mighty One said unto the king, If thou wilt give me half thy house, I will not go with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged by me by the word of Yahweh, saying, Eat no bread nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of Mighty One had done that day in Bethel. that the words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, What way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of mighty one went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, Saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And went after the man of mighty one, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, Art thou the man of mighty one that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, Come home with me, and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of Yahweh, Thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spoke unto me by the word of Yahweh, saying, Bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house, and drink water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of Yahweh came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of mighty one that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, For as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of Yahweh, and hast not kept the commandment which Yahweh thy mighty one commanded thee, but camest back, and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place, of which Yahweh did say to thee, Eat no bread, and drink no water. Thou carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way, and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way. And the ass stood by it, the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by, and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, It is the man of mighty one, who was disobedient unto the word of Yahweh. Therefore Yahweh hath delivered him into the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spake unto him. And he spake to his son, saying, Saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found the carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of mighty one, and laid it upon the ass, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother! And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake to his sons, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of mighty one is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried by the word of mighty one against the altar in Bethel, and against the house of the high places which are in the city of Samaria, shall surely come to pass. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again the lowest of the people priest in the high places. Whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin unto the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off, and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. 1 Kings chapter 14. At that time, Abijah the son of Jeroboam fell sick.